fuck no. I fucking hate cake.
What's wrong with cake?
It's hello. Fucking,
all right, I don't need it. I'm not having it.
That's fine.
Hey, you might think it's like Off Topic's birthday, but it's not. But it's no. Achievement Hunter's birthday.
Is it?
What in the hell? What the actual day is it?
Today.
Is it today?
Yeah. Oh, this is for Achievement Hunter.
Today is
for
today.
You.
That's how much you know. Exactly.
Yeah, happy birthday, Michael.
That's how up to speed you are.
Happy birthday,
like,
Achievement Hunter.
Like, I give a fucking rat's asshole about my birthday.
Oh. Achievement Hunter is nine.
Yeah, 9 years old. Wait. So that means now we can legally bang.
Wait, we're not playing Burnout?
Dude, shut up.
Dude, I fucking love it. It's Achievement Hunter's birthday. Jack always makes such a big deal out of Achievement Hunter birthdays. Like,
yeah,
he wants to do the stream and stuff. And then he slacked early. He's like, yeah, I'm not coming in today.
Oh, did he? Is that what happened?
Okay. He's just not coming in?
He's not in today.
Son of a bitch.
Something going.
There is something going on.
I'm a lord.
Oh, you got Ryan's a lord. To prove it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks.
Stickers make it real.
For watching Off Topic. That's this show that you're watching right now. Or later.
You can watch it later.
It's later for us, but I guess it's still now for you. This is episode number 87.
Is that?
I know because I got it wrong last week.
Fuck,
why is it so wet?
We're sponsored by this week, the lovely Dollar Shave Club and Movement Watches.
Hey!
More on that later.
Yeah.
My iPad got smaller.
Why?
It's not mine, but
it was very delicate.
Who got these cakes?
Steffi?
Stessy?
Why is that cake so wet?
This one's
in the freezer. It was in the freezer.
Soaked. Is it an ice cream cake?
No, it just wasn't a favorite.
It's got a bit of a wet sheen.
That's the arsenic cake.
This, for the audio listeners, there's a lot of cake. There's three cakes and there's like fucking 40 cupcakes.
See the sheen?
On the
table. Close up on this, you'll see the drip of the cake running
oh,
down.
Oh, yep, there it goes. On the right.
Oh,
cake,
rum cake! Yeah, there it goes.
Look at that.
There it goes.
Yep, look at the sheen.
Yeah. So. Now, if you're listening, the cake was dripping.
The cake, if you're listening, it's a wet cake.
It's
How you doing, Jeff?
The tiny cup. No, it's
there were 73 cupcakes.
Oh wow, you actually counted them.
I counted them.
Well, now there's 71.
I ate one.
I ate one as well.
74 cupcakes.
Okay.
How the fuck is there more now?
There were 73. I didn't count the one he ate.
Oh, I thought you were saying that there's 73.
There are 72 on the table. I had one. He had one.
And he's like, I ate one. And you're like, no, there's more.
Here's one corpse. Okay. We'll see how many you accumulate before
me. Dude,
you're
gonna fucking feast on these things.
I
suspect Ryan will eat at least 5 by the end of the podcast.
Nah. At the very least, I can
get rid of
it.
You won't.
I gotta get rid of the icing. I don't really like icing.
I'm gonna count that if you start licking all the icing.
I don't want to.
No, you dismantle a cupcake.
Oh, okay. If you're not eating the icing, then you're definitely.
If you're just eating the icing off the top, that's someone who has a legitimate problem.
That's a Matt Bragg.
That's a Matt Bragg.
Matt's probably coming in his chair right now.
Yeah, he can have this.
Oh, yeah, you can save him the scraps of the icing.
That is the equivalent of vegetable to Matt Bragg.
Oh, it's green.
Yeah, it's green.
Jeff, do you remember when I smashed a cupcake into your face?
Yeah.
Do you think you could throw a cupcake from across the room and hit me in the face?
Yeah.
Do you think
you guys were practicing with the baseball yesterday, and I don't think either of your aims was good enough.
If you stood
that.
By Steffi, I don't think you could hit the middle of my face with a cupcake.
I thought you were gonna say if you stand by Steffi, I'll throw one at you. like so you can hit Steffi with a cupcake.
I'm gonna go grab a soda.
Okay, so what's happening now? Jeff has exited the
don't hit the lava lamp
set. And he's gonna throw a cupcake at Gavin and probably
the broadcast is groaning.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I got 71
we're 5 minutes in. I'm gonna use the iPad as protection.
No.
It's just a cupcake,
he's
don't worry.
Really
about
lining it up.
Oh, you nailed him in the face! The icing is proof where it hit you.
That was good.
Damn, dude.
That was a good shot.
I was watching it on the monitor.
You get to keep that.
That was like a way less stressful, like me getting tased, where like I'm looking at the screen, waiting for something.
Happy birthday, Gavin!
Hey, thanks,
damn, dude.
I didn't think you had that in you.
That was a really good shot.
I have magnetic abilities when it comes to putting something in Gavin's face
or butt.
You know,
or
I think
butt. Any of his holes.
Also, it was being recorded this time, so I think that you've got recording arm.
Oh, he's coming back.
I always rise to the occasion.
You missed it. He nailed it.
No, I didn't miss that. I stood there and watched until after the
wing,
throw.
Hiding just off camera. Dude, it fucking stinks like cake.
Why?
Okay. What the fuck like was that?
That was off. That cake was stink. On the spot.
Yeah.
That was the on the spot graphics
it
with our Twitter handles kind of in it.
It did remind me that I never introduced everyone because everybody knows, but they really royally just fucking screwed that
insanity.
Graphic. It was like a bunch of different names combined. I saw three of the letters of my name, and then it said die.
That was the most was visual dun 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 I've ever seen.
I'm gonna let y'all know right now.
By the way, I'm Michael, you're Jeff, you're Jeremy, you're Gavin, and it's Ryan.
I'm getting on a plane.
Got it. Boom.
Not too long after this, I am not gonna get on a plane covered in cupcake. So there's a
bowing out.
You're in a bad spot. Achievement Hunter and Rooster Teeth protective shell.
I feel like you also just created your own problem.
You're like how
when I don't have time to go home and change.
When a sports team wins and then they all get together and like dump water all over their boss.
Oh, if they dumped cupcakes, that would be amazing.
Yeah, okay.
Liquid.
Just lots of blitz splats.
That's a really nice plain shirt as well.
Oh, it'll really pop on the black.
Be a shame if something happens.
Look at all the color. Look at that blue.
Look, we got plenty of shirts in the room. You just pop one off.
There are so many shirts in the office. It's a great
I had a great idea for a fucking video around all those shirts yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was
Well, don't spoil it. We'll do it.
Here's a shirt.
Don't spoil
it. What's that one?
There's a shirt right there.
Jeff's shirt.
Where's that Why is it there?
I used it to carry the lava lamp over because it was very hot.
But whose shirt is it?
That lava lamp is still struggling.
So someone should need a Remy Tim lava lamp.
What's wrong with it?
It takes so long to get
it. It takes a real lot. By the end of the day yesterday, it was really roaring. It
was
full lava lamp. It was full lava lamp.
Can we put a much higher wattage bulb and get it in a lot
quicker?
Well, let's go get that laser pointer and put it in there.
Oh my god. Just like point it at it. Do you think the glass would break?
Well.
So what's kind of cool is that it was lava lamping yesterday.
Ugh.
And then as it cooled down, everything just kind of stayed where it was, like mid lava lamp.
So it's just, it's what, like paraffin wax?
I don't fucking know. No, right. It's magic.
You know what?
Yeah, I'm going with Jeremy on that one. Yeah.
If Jack was here today, we would have had all six of us for a week.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Every day?
No, you weren't here on Monday.
I wasn't here Monday.
All right, never mind.
I meant to be.
We would have been real close though. And we filmed a lot of six player shit.
We did. We went
eight. We filmed so much mini golf.
Yes.
Three mini golfs.
Three.
Infinite mini golf.
That's
a lot. It's pretty good mini
golf. It's pretty fun.
I enjoy it.
I've decided that mini golf is my, like, third level of hell.
I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you in mini golf.
But you're always the one that's like, do it.
I know. Because the audience at the end of one video to start the next video.
Because, well, A, I got mad. I wanted redemption. And then B, I know the audience. Because I care more about what the audience is.
Sure, of course.
Mm-hmm. Fucking enjoyment of my own.
You carry them on your back.
That's Jesus.
He doesn't.
There's only one set of
fucking many people have compared you to.
There's a good amount of calories in a cupcake, yeah.
How many push-ups do I need to do every time I eat one of these?
I don't know that doesn't really translate.
Yeah, push-ups don't really get rid of calories.
How many miles do I need to run every
time? A lot, dude. Well, no, running? Probably not too much.
Per cupcake?
Do you think we can make a cake?
Like laps around the studio? Or
I would think a lot. Running is shockingly...
Oh, you want to make a three-tier?
I can do that much for you.
Running sucks.
Yeah.
Well, what do I do to burn off the calories?
Like,
of this thing
if
that
you're
I'm,
running just to
I
burn off calories,
sustained
you have to
cardio
run so goddamn much.
It's kind of depressing.
Like the only people who run enough to burn off calories are the people that are already like crazy in shape anyway, and they're not like Meg doesn't wake up in the morning. She's like, I gotta burn these calories off. She runs like every day, all the time, no matter what. That's like what she does.
She's a runner.
What was it with Bernie? I think of like Bernie. What was he saying? What game did he play? He played an entire game,
Skyrim,
like a year or so ago. Was it Skyrim?
I think it might have been.
He played an entire game on his treadmill.
Yeah, I think
and
it was Fallout.
Bethesda. It was like 80 hours, like 100 hours or something like that. And I remember him saying it was the equivalent of like 7 pizzas or something. And I'm like, that's it? Like, it's great, but at the same time, like, holy shit. If you're going to put something in your mouth and eat it and be like, I'll run it off. It's fucking forever.
I think the best thing.
You gotta run.
Just don't put it in your mouth.
I think the best thing, calorie-wise, is like swimming. It's like swimming, right?
Swimming
isn't
is
that
good.
The best?
Swimming
thing
is
like,
I swim.
Like
I suck at
rowing
it.
Is but good. Weight training.
I go on my rowing trampoline too. A lot.
What's that?
I go on my trampoline.
That's pretty good. That's good for you.
That's not bad. That's okay. Pretty good for you. Stop dropping it on that cake.
Drop shit into the cake.
I'm just getting suggestions of the taste.
Yeah, those don't even count.
You're
probably not even getting
you
calories.
You know what else is
you're
good
spitting
for calories?
Them back out.
Isn't sex good for calories, too?
I mean, sex is great
depends
for
the
you.
I don't know, dude. Semen has a lot of calories.
Uh-oh. No, it's got protein, too, though. It depends. If you're trying to bulk up.
You like you gurkle all the way.
That's an ab workout.
Can you bulk up
a little bit of a leg
it's
workout?
It's a lot of workout, honestly.
Can you
if
use
you're
your own
like,
way
actually,
I do it.
Well, I was gonna say if you're actually doing anything. some.
Not if you're one of those that lays there.
Some
just lets
I
things
guarantee
happen.
It's not as much as a workout when you're like, is it over? You're probably not burning too many calories there.
Don't look at me. My resolve failed.
Jesus Christ.
He just licked it until he just crawled.
Oh, no. Dude, watch that wax paper disappear. Ryan's like, forget
my
it.
Resolve failed.
We are about 12 minutes in.
That's awesome.
Could you eat your way through this?
This is making me fucking sick.
I can't
dude,
take that.
I'm getting a cavity from smelling
sugar
this.
Sugar is like, ugh, it's killing me. Oh, Gav, are those yours muffins over there?
Yeah, my mini muffs.
Oh, you got chocolate
chip. Chocolate
today.
Chip mini muffins.
You really brought mini muffins with you? If you pull the icing off of that, it's a muffin.
Fucking Jack, too.
Oh, Jack got a bottle of moonshine.
First of all, this isn't it. This was just here already.
Oh, sweet. Hit me up.
I'll share it with you.
Okay.
you're not getting all of it.
I fucking specifically brought in, I found one last bottle of moonshine at the back of my fridge that I must have brought home when Jeremy and I were just going to town on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I'm going to drink this right now. Wait, I'll save it for Jack. Because he got pretty disappointed last week that he tried a sip and then there was none left. So he's like, well, now I want one. Brought it in for him. Fucking had it in the fridge since yesterday. He's like, I'm going to drink this on the podcast tomorrow.
No show.
I also did you a favor, I went that way, because I knew I was going to spit all over all the cupcakes.
I'm pretty sure no one's going to eat any of these, though.
I'm done.
I bet someone will eat them.
I guarantee you
people are going to eat this shit.
Anybody broadcast?
I was saying
cupcakes?
It would be fun for us to
broadcast. You want some cupcakes?
Can't wait till it's over. But, come get them. I mean, if you want them now, I don't care.
You know how, like, in cowboy movies, when they take a dude and they, like, run him through the bar?
Yeah, he hits all the glasses.
We
and
should
shit.
Do that with gathering the cakes.
Yeah.
And then not clean it.
I've already been caked.
Hit him.
Yeah, you take one. There you go. Good man.
Or five.
They're slowly, one by one, gonna trickle in.
There we go. Yeah, come get it.
I can start pouring
the smallest
fucking cupcake. I can start pouring some moonshine on the cupcake.
Wow, that smells.
This is making me feel better about the fact that I stole some of their lunch.
Jesus.
I added ice.
I'm supposed to go out to dinner. I probably shouldn't.
Broadcast is
pretty goddamn. We gotta film a video.
Where are you going to dinner? Say it on the podcast.
I'm not sure where. I'm going with Trevor.
Don't say.
You're having dinner with Trevor?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Weird. Is this like, how many meetings do you guys have, dude? Jeremy's always getting called into Trevor's office.
All the time.
I went out to dinner with Trevor last week.
Ooh.
How was it?
Did he fire you?
It was alright.
Okay.
Alright, Gavin, I have an idea.
It was whatever.
Alright, Ryan's got an
I
idea.
I want to build on your idea of making a three-tier cake.
Yeah.
What if we make the monster mac of cakes?
So I'm imagining you're going to line this with cupcakes.
You're dead on it.
But cupcakes. If you do that, you have to make sure that this cardboard isn't involved. Right?
Yeah,
right.
You
gotta get
that
cardboard
out. Cake to cake.
Yeah. I think that'd be good. That'd be a good construction right. start.
I feel like a good amount of that might be good for a post show.
And then maybe Jeremy eats for the
post show. All right, let's make the monster cake in the post show. I'm not eating any of it, so shut your face.
I feel like it's gonna take a while.
I was gonna say, instead of karate chopping through it, you just headbutt right through it in half.
Why don't you do it?
Speaking of
going on a plane.
Oh man, shoot.
Are
you getting on a plane?
No.
Speaking of three-tiered cakes.
Oh, you should headbutt it. You're dumb. Gavin left out.
Gavin, your mistake there was you didn't wait till number four or five of those.
He'll forget.
Yeah, just bring it up again later.
So I was in Oregon last weekend with my kid and the family. Nice. And Millie made a three-tiered Neapolitan cake with like chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. She's big into baking these days. She makes like two cakes a week.
Yeah.
She'll just be like, we'll be at home and she'll be like, can I go to the store? Can I walk to the store and buy cake? And I'm like, yeah, I guess. And then she just goes and makes it. And I was like, wow, this cake's pretty good. And she goes, my secret is, unlike some people, I don't know who some people are, I have my suspicions. She said, unlike some people, I follow the directions.
Oh,
that was pretty funny. And then she was like, she's been trying to figure out what she wants to do for a living. Like, she wanted to be an actress, entertainer, YouTuber, whatever, for a while. And she makes so many cakes, and she made this awesome three-tiered cake. And I said, hey, you're pretty good at this. What? Maybe you want to make cakes for a living? And she goes, what? And I go, yeah, you could be like a baker and make cakes for a living. She goes, no, I'm not gonna do that. And I was like, but don't you love to make cakes? She's like, it's my favorite thing. And I was like, well, why don't you do it for a living? And she goes, I'm all about the flavor. If I made cakes for a living, it'd just be about the money.
Wow.
And I was like,
dude, she
what?
Knows what's up.
Yeah.
She goes, it for the flavor.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not doing that. I'm all about the flavor.
Which is like,
just
be a
cake.
So does she eat the whole cake? Where does the cake go?
It's also like a double, like, it's even better.
Half of it gets thrown away.
What's a cake tester? Taste test, see if the cake's good.
Is that a job?
Sure.
Well, I mean, Matt Bragg's gonna be out of the building if that's a real job.
I like the idea of Matt Bragg. The only way you can go up from playing video games is eating cake.
You ever watch Hell's Kitchen? Living. You always have to have a little spoon going. It's a dog's dinner. Yeah. More salt.
Oh, dog's dinner's not all right.
No, dog's dinner's bad.
That's
unless
bad.
It's
absolute
really
dog's dinner.
Fucking famous dog.
Like a Kardashian dog.
Yeah, yeah. Then it's
or like
probably
Paris Hilton's
awesome.
Dog.
Like,
yeah.
This dog's dinner is so hot.
If dog is in it, you eat it's a negative connotation unless you're talking about the dog's bollocks. And that's always a good thing.
Right.
That's
and that,
a good thing?
Exactly. You'd think dog's dinner, terrible. Yeah. You combine dog and balls, you'd think
there you go.
Awful. But no.
What's the name of that really, really good tennis player? Serena?
Serena Ballsack.
Yeah. Didn't she eat her dog's food one time at a hotel?
I thought you were going to say, didn't she eat her dog?
And no.
I was going to be like, I'll kill the guy.
She
did kill a guy, but it's something here whether it was her fault. I was one of the sisters.
One of the two.
Someone hit her who hit
her. It wasn't her dog's food. It was like at a hotel and they had a dog food that you could order and she ate it and she got like massive diarrhea from it. And she like Instagrammed herself like.
Allegedly.
She was like, I'm shitting.
It's probably good to cut weight. She's probably cutting weight.
There you go, yeah.
Do they get weigh-ins? Do they face off?
Yeah. Let's see who shit themselves.
All the best MMA fighters.
Look up who shit themselves, and then if it's the same one that killed that guy.
I'm pretty sure Venus killed
unintentionally. It was a car accident.
I think it was Serena that
he died 2 weeks later.
Serena Williams tries dog food.
Yeah.
Is it like a Matthew Broderick kind of situation?
No, it was someone hit her and then she hit a car in front of her, I think.
It was just unfortunate and sad.
And then he was like 78 years old and he died like 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds less like she killed him and more like life just caught up to him.
That's kind of weird because I was reading today that because they were saying like it is her fault, but then today there was like footage released from the cop's body cam on like there on the accident and he's saying like I'm not comfortable saying this is your fault.
Yeah.
So then they're like, well, fuck you. They said it wasn't her fault, and now you're saying it's his fault later. I don't know. I read the news sometimes now.
It's been an interesting week of news.
Yeah.
Been
an interesting week of news. Oh, dude, interesting couple weeks.
I'm fucking interested.
I'm friends with someone on Facebook who made coffee yesterday morning in the dark. And they like ground up the beans, filtered it through, made the coffee. They made it with cat food instead of coffee beans.
By accident?
And I can't think of any. Yeah, they just weren't paying attention to the, you know, the
town. When you're making coffee in the dark, it happens.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine anything more rank.
That seems like it should work.
Than dried ground up cat food filtered through water.
Do you think cat food's that bad? I've never eaten cat food.
Yeah.
Yeah. It smells bad.
Cat food.
It
almost looked like that came out of Gavin. It's like perfectly timed.
It's like you coughed up a whole cupcake.
And a cupcake fell out. Yeah.
I imagine cat food's just like meat flavored, right?
Dry cat food is pretty disgusting.
It smells.
Bernie eats cat food all the time.
Right.
Well known fact.
Cat food. Whoa. Do you think cat food would be that bad if you tried it?
Whoa.
I thought the happy birthday is for everyone.
Great.
No.
What are you upset about? I do this for my birthday.
Well, I mean, I share a birthday with Chris Damaris, so fuck off.
I got Sam from Screw Attack and Peak.
Oh.
Same birthday.
As you?
Yeah, 24th. Not year, but.
Yes, Sid, I am scrolling through the hashtag, which is hashtag
Love Shopping. What was that?
God, oh, man.
Fucking sabotage.
Not the lava lamp.
Lava lamp did it.
All right,
you got some beer in there.
I'm learning how to pour beer.
Don't eat too many cupcakes.
Try to stop me.
I can't believe Bernie didn't eat one cupcake.
Oh, it'll happen for sure.
Fuck off.
There it is.
All right.
I'm full on cat food.
Funny story. Before we started filming, there were 90 cupcakes.
So you would eat cat food?
I didn't say I would eat cat food. I was saying if I was like forced to eat cat food, I don't know if it would be that bad.
Like wet food in a can or just dry?
I don't know.
I think either. Even wet food in a can, I feel like, wouldn't that just taste like tuna?
No.
It depends on what kind it is.
Imagine if it was tuna.
Yeah, remember though, they're mixing some of that shit in with like, humans probably wouldn't want this, but here's some like gristle and a little bit of filler.
I feel like you haven't smelled food.
I've smelled cat food.
It's disgusting.
What if you deep fat fried one little can of cat food?
Well, now you deep fry anything.
Then you can put that on a menu. Somewhere.
I guess you could fry butter, so it must
be a thing. You
could fry ice. Anything.
Yeah.
People do deep fried Kool-Aid. That's the thing.
What?
Yeah. I don't know how it works, but they do it.
I'd probably contain it in something.
Freeze it, maybe?
I think you freeze it first and then you deep fry it or something.
Well, more like 5 years of this, specifically.
It's always been
3 years if you're me. It's
always been something.
First 4 were just Jack.
Well, not the whole time.
Sometimes it was just Jack.
Sometimes it was just me.
Real shaky on that start date.
Ugh.
You start and you stop and you start again. So let's just pick the oldest date.
Start date was solid. It was the restart date that gets.
Are you sure my first day was July 31st?
No, why are you asking me?
Didn't you say that? Oh no, Monday was July 31st.
Monday's July 31st. You were just wrong on Abu.
I was wrong on Abu. Alright.
Fronting on you? Getting some shit?
He's fronting.
No.
Mooching?
Hey, did y'all see, so Comic-Con came out, happened.
Comic-Con
sure,
came out.
Which
did y'all watch, there were a bunch of cool trailers. Did y'all watch any of them? I heard there's a new It trailer, I heard there's a new Strange.
I saw the new It trailer.
Is it good?
It looks I'm not gonna watch it.
Really. Did you say terrifying or terrible?
Terrifying.
Okay, because you went terror and then you stopped.
I don't like scary films.
Did it have the clown going?
No. He doesn't do that in this one. Okay. But he goes. Barrr, runs at you.
I don't want to get off on a tangent, but
do it. Tangent.
Because I wanted to talk about trailers yeah. from the tangent that I started.
Right.
But people keep tweeting me about Heroes in Half with being canceled. We filmed episodes 1 and 2 of season 3 this week.
Yeah, 2 days.
So
ago.
That's
yeah.
why.
Two when does that come out?
It's extra awkward that it was canceled.
Then sometime in the future. Anyway. But it exists. And it was fucking awesome.
Who said it was canceled?
I don't know.
Well, it's been a while since we released it.
Also, I mean, who said it was canceled? Us, every single episode we film when we talk about the show being canceled.
But it's not yet.
Like, I don't know where they get this from. They watch the show.
It's not canceled yet. But goddamn, is it good?
It's fun.
Yeah.
We got through, I don't know, spoil it.
It was
a
grumpy little episode.
Couple doors. Couple, you know,
all kinds of stuff happening.
We were in one room. We went to another room.
There was another room.
We were in another place.
Might have fought a thing and then another thing.
Power went out.
All kinds. I spent some time with the
table. Might have been some rolls. Might have been some. Might have been some crits.
There were some crits.
Terrified children.
That show sucks.
Who knows?
I feel like we've been on a good Achievement Hunter run recently.
Ryan might have scared the shit out of some kids. Maybe
we have
in the context of the world.
I guess those sense, but then you're right.
Like even Minecraft has been top. We got some top. Sky Factory coming out.
There's
like,
been some tipper toppers.
I think the next episode 12 came out today.
Yeah, I think 13 and 14 were just great.
Okay,
was 14 when I wasn't in, right?
14.
One you guys did without me.
No, you weren't in 15.
15.
No, that
okay.
was 14.
All right. Well, then we've misnumbered them.
I've read this comment for
one episode.
Other people, but I read.
Did you call me daddy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you're in charge of Sky Factory.
Daddy Ryan.
Yeah. Daddy's gone.
It was probably like Daddy Ryan's gone, not like ooh, where's my daddy? Like,
where's daddy?
Look, just how you
know how the internet works. That's the context it made it to
so,
me.
So, Gavin, I was reading comments about Sky Factory, and so we had made this thing. Remember when we made a grinder?
Yeah.
And then, but like we made a really advanced one, and then we got rid of it and made a less advanced one so we could make crushed coal and stuff.
Yeah,
I found that.
So apparently,
crushed coal being something you can just get by throwing coal into the sawmill.
Throwing coal into a sawmill, or by putting it on a block of coal and hitting it with a hammer. Both of those work.
Damn it! You even said that in the episode. I can just hit it.
Yeah, but no, someone literally wrote, it's just kind of amazing. We could do this with a hammer and a coal block, or we could invent entirely new technology using resources we barely have and do not understand and fail upwards.
But we goddamn did it.
We did it.
That's called entertainment.
And all it was to make steel, which Ryan made like 5 episodes ago.
Yeah.
And by the way,
No, go ahead.
No, what's
I'm
up,
going
Jeff?
On another tangent.
Go on your tangent. I think I'm...
We're sitting in the fucking office this morning. And fucking Trevor comes in, and I was like, hey, we need to play Dream Daddy.
Jesus Christ,
I was looking at games we need to play. I want to play Witchit. Yeah. I want to play Dream Daddy. I want to do the Titanfall multiplayer.
I want to fuck a Dream Daddy.
And I go, so we were talking about Titanfall's new horde mode, and it's getting rave reviews, and we were talking about playing it.
People
like got sick of us playing Titanfall 1, but we didn't really play 2 a lot, but then everybody seems to love the horde mode, so should we play it or not? I think we should. Because we don't have to release it. But, and then I was like, oh, we should play that Dream Daddy game because it's the number one game on Steam right now, and we should play it before nobody gives a shit anymore. And Trevor goes, yeah, we should do a dad play where it's like Michael and Ryan, like the dads in a team.
Okay, in Trevor's defense, he did not say that. I said that.
And I'm like,
it was Jeremy.
Jeremy, Trevor, Matt, same person.
Whoever, dickhead over here said it. And then, and I go, I'm also a dad, and Trevor goes, that's probably should just be 2 people left.
In my defense, the reason I said Ryan and Michael is because Trevor was very adamant that it was 2 people.
He was really
caught
on the 2 people.
He was pushing the 2 people thing, and I was like, in terms of like Tumblr speak with the whole daddy thing, it's very Ryan and Michael right now.
Isn't the game they have like a teen daughter?
I'm not saying I don't know anything about the game.
The internet has forgotten you're a daddy.
I'm the original dad.
That's, you know.
And then Trevor's like, nah.
The torch is passed.
And I'm like, we could call up my 3 dads, and I could be in it. And he's like, eh. And I was like, but
I can't believe Trevor's.
But you should absolutely. It should absolutely.
And then Trevor was totally like, then he gets, he's like, fine, whatever.
Oh, but so now like you can do it, but you're disappointing.
I'm disappointed.
That's fine. It should absolutely be a video with the 3 of you.
I don't get to
be a video with me. You.
I'm not. I don't make the dad cut.
You know what? I'll sit out. You and Ryan.
No, you're a brand new dad.
No. But you're the classic dad.
How about?
At least I thought.
How about 3 people can be in the video?
That's
who gets to be Steve Gutenberg.
Have we done that before?
I'm Ted Danson.
I'll goot it up.
No, I'm gonna
be the Goot.
I mean, he's not. I'll be Goot.
I'll take Selleck.
That's fine. Guten,
what is Gutenberg, anyone saying? What is it?
Those are actors.
Steve Gutenberg, he, you know,
from,
his films.
From My Three Dads.
His films from the 80s grossed over
that's a show
dollars.
Or a movie?
It's a movie.
It was a movie.
That's why I said I'll be the Goot.
I think made a TV show.
Dude, 80s and 90s. Holy shit. Gutenberg ruled the
Gutenberg
world.
Gutenberg ruled the world.
Mid-90s. Up to mid-90s.
Up to mid-90s. He was a, like,
Academy.
It's a big thing to gross $1 billion in general. Even bigger thing to gross $1 billion in the 80s.
No shit.
Off movies like Cocoon.
Dude, fucking It Takes Two.
3 Men and a Baby. Police
Olsen
Academy,
twins?
1 through 90.
Can you believe that they made a movie in which the Olsen twins got swapped and the parents didn't know which one was which?
What?
What?
I don't know.
I feel like I've seen that movie. What's it called? Is it The Parent Trap?
Well, there's like 40 of them.
There's several.
One of them is It Takes Two. Parent Trap is actually one without
that's
the Olsen
the
twins. Yeah, the Olsen twins themselves.
The I was gonna say the Lohans, but there's only the one.
Yeah, the Olsen twins themselves did like.
You ever have a night like that?
We're at a beer.
Yeah.
That's
good.
I was about to say that looks like my asshole.
Ooh.
Every day I took a shit
Jesus.
When I was still drinking.
Jeff, look out.
That's.
It's
oh god!
Dude, it's fucking coming.
I'm burning so many calories.
What you're seeing right there is why Jack's not here.
Oh, it's almost full, Jeremy.
Okay, so. Who wants their protein shake? There's a guy coming on the other end of that.
There's a bunch of beer.
That will turn into beer.
Yeah, but that looks fun.
There's a line of Rouge Teeth employees that are like, I'm out, you're next.
When will they turn it off?
It's becoming beer at the bottom, look.
Gavin.
Yeah.
You crazy guy.
I wish we had a balloon to put
it's very satisfying
that.
To watch. I want a gif of it.
Whenever
that.
You think it's out.
Trust me, there's already one that exists. Someone already made it.
Jeff, put your mouth over it. No, you covered it.
He put his mouth over it in his defense.
All right, now wait. Now stop. Do the nose. Do the nose.
Do the. Okay.
Wait.
Do the nose, but the entire time his mouth was still open for the nose.
Oh no!
Right. Terrible.
It's out.
All right, that served its purpose.
All right, there you go.
That's how you turn everything into content. That was well done, boys.
Well when done. Are we getting more of that Crash? Let's watch.
More? Did one come out?
I don't think so.
I guess not.
I don't think you got any.
If they're asking about it, then
I mean, we talked about it.
One must have come out.
No, I mentioned
asking.
It.
Here's why I think that because I looked at the schedule and part two comes out on Monday.
Oh, then it did come out.
And then 3 is on Tuesday.
Part 1 is already up in the back end.
I will say the thing that's like, we beat the whole thing. We finished it
in one go. Yeah.
In
well,
like,
not really, but
in like a couple parts. We did it in like a week or so, and that was like 2 weeks ago. So it's like it's dead to me.
Yeah.
It comes out, and I'm like, oh man, cool. This is out. My brain has like encapsulated it. It's like done. Storage. Move on to the next thing, which right now is fucking Human Fall Flat. To continue your comment of like top notch, just fucking videos. Holy crap! I may have never had that much fun in the Play Palace in that game.
That
I don't know
that much fun. Literally 4 minutes before we started this podcast, that was an epic moment.
It's good. If you like the Fall Flats, we're still burning through.
We're
trying to beat the game. And
should we talk about the effort
probably,
we went to?
We probably should.
I have a question.
Right? I would leave it.
Also, GTA's been really good.
GTA's been good. Gavin.
Yeah.
How many cakes do you think you could punch through?
I would hope all of them.
Do you think you could punch all the way to the pit, like arm deep?
Through all of these?
I mean, we don't have enough cake, but do you think you could punch? Like,
how many cakes could you?
If you had an arm length
in a giant cake.
Yeah, I could punch to my shoulder.
Including
I don't know if you could.
Cake number 5 and start slowing it down? I bet he couldn't. If we measured it to get the amount of cakes as long as your arm is.
Yeah, remember, it's going to start compressing.
Even a cake, even if it was like that long.
As your fist is traveling through, you're going to start compressing cake.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're going to start to hit compressed cake.
You're going to start pushing cake.
You can do
that. That's not a punch.
You can do the classic Gavin finger technique.
Where you go in like,
you go
this,
like this,
and then you make the fist.
You know, you're like fingering like and you do that.
If halfway I convert to a punch, I'd punch the back.
That's.
I think you just grab cake and then.
Well, now you're doing the one-inch punch. Yeah, like a fucking martial artist where you line up the cake and then you hit it. And then actually, if you get good enough at it, you punch the first cake and the force blasts out the rest of the cakes.
Yes.
In the exact shape of your fist.
Well, no, when you're really good at it, you break only the fourth cake.
Oh my god. Mm. Wow.
So it's like a Newton's cradle of cake.
That'd be incredible.
So yeah, Crash Part 1 came out today.
I just Somehow I didn't notice it until you lowered it. When you went like that and lowered the shirt from your mouth. I don't know why it was there.
It's just like that.
I don't know why it was there.
Because when I have something on my shoulder, this.
It's just, I imagine like any movie when people are like going through the desert or some shit.
You know what? That, you know what I think I'm liking about it? It's kind of a little cold, so it feels good. And I'm just like.
That's weird. Wrapped the around lights, the lava lamp.
What?
Is it wasn't it wrapped around the lava lamp?
Nice. It was.
It's nice. Yeah.
He didn't answer you, but it was.
It's, no, I get it. Yeah.
I've mentioned this before. Andy's a fucking freak with like shirts over his face and shit. Does that shit all the time. Like he'll just be in the room and he'll just do this for no reason.
You know who does that?
No fucking reason.
I used to pull
NBA players. Killers. NBA players do it so they can talk on the sidelines without getting caught on.
Right. Yeah, he's not playing any sports.
I used to all the time pull my arms into my shirt and like be like.
He does weird shit like that. But when'd you stop doing that?
Got lots of,
I don't know, when eventually people in school were like, that guy's a weirdo.
So, right, you didn't make it out of school like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
That, you got caught before you got like, okay, clear, move on to the real world. Someone was like, that's weird, just so you know. If you continue this, and that's fine, you can continue to be a weirdo, but just know it's fucking weird.
Oh, dear.
I feel like Andy never got that memo.
That's a thick line. You can't draw much with
that. Well, because it's not really supposed to be used like
that. If you
like
jumped on it, would it fire out?
Yes.
That? Absolutely.
Oh, you've been having your iron.
Dude, you
look
just
how
made
green
a cool
that turd
snake.
Is.
That's a snake.
Oh, no, not Jeremy's snake again. Was that in the stream?
Yeah. That was the stream where we did fucking great in the stream.
We did well in the stream.
We did do a get good after it, and it was.
Man, I was.
Dude,
I
Michael
was.
Did good.
We didn't get good in that one.
I did really good last night until I did really bad.
So Jeff is, he's just dumping an entire tube of icing on one of the cakes.
Such a waste.
Well, were you gonna do something with it?
No,
he's just gonna beg someone to eat it.
He wasted in a completely different way, is what he was gonna do.
Oh no, we'll have to spend another 99
cents.
Dude,
look at those two, like, lava lamp dicks are frauding.
I'm telling you, it just looks like cocks inside that lamp.
I think you should jump on one.
No.
And blast it into someone's mouth.
Get the fuck out of here.
I think it's a great idea.
I'm getting blasted over here, if you know what I mean.
I think it's a.
What do you think?
Ryan go.
Ryan probably went to get Diet Coke.
Oh, I think it's a really good idea.
And then, but he's over there now.
Ryan, we're planning on jumping on one of these icings.
We're not. Gavin is insinuating that one of us.
They came through with the.
Oh, thank God! I was wondering why. You know, I didn't have the right utensils to eat this.
Why
stuff.
Have you shat upon that?
Oh
cake?
Yeah, he just got bored. I think.
Well, we gotta.
He does get bored.
You can spread that out so we can use that as a mortar layer when we make the monster cake.
Yeah.
Good luck spreading that out on that wet icing.
Wet.
Wet icing.
Oh, it's just sliding. It's just moving.
Oh no.
It's working better than I thought, though.
Yeah, there you go.
It is moving.
It's disseminating.
Great. Now I don't know if that was a 9 or a 6. I
know all about this because my daughter, she's all about the flavor.
Yeah, but you're not. You're about the money.
I eat her shit all. That's true.
You do eat her shit.
But who eats all the cake?
Well, I don't know.
She always has like a piece.
Jeff just waits for her to take a dump so you can eat
one. Sits on the fucking counter until I throw it away.
So does she wait till you throw it away before making the next one?
Yeah.
Okay.
She just likes the process of making cake.
I get that. I like cooking. I hate cleaning up.
There was something very disturbing about that to me.
I don't mind cleaning up.
If my life could be a cooking show,
like the penetration,
you know, where they're doing shit and they just drop it in that hole.
But like coated
and
all
and
that.
And they never have to deal with
shit.
It. It's like, look, there's shit everywhere. I'll sweep it into this hole and now it's gone.
Oh no, don't do it, Ryan. Hold it's on, so no, disturbing to me.
I'm sorry again, audio listeners. Sometimes you just gotta watch
it. He's making a larger cavity with a knife
and
in the cake.
He's just fucking it.
He's gonna fuck it with a cupcake.
There it is.
Oh,
there it
no.
is.
That's like the equivalent of a cake butt plug.
There are people out there who got an erection watching
that.
Yeah,
there's people that
Yeah, came. Out there.
Oh man.
That
we
almost
need to
worked.
Enter the password.
Guys!
Oh, it's almost dead.
I want to play Rainbow Six after this, really bad.
Okay.
Well, I played earlier.
Are you leaving right after this, or?
Not right after.
Okay.
No. We gotta do Watch Dogs video.
Yeah, we do.
We did Olive this morning.
We did?
Yeah.
You didn't do that this morning, the Watch Dogs thing?
No, because Jack didn't come in. We were waiting for him, and then we realized he wasn't coming in. We didn't know.
So we need a fourth.
Waste of a morning.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you guys were playing doing Human Fall Flat, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
We were.
We were doing Abu.
Man.
We assumed
you, really
you were
fucked
doing
you on that one, huh?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Also, nothing.
Okay. It's probably wise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just could tell that wasn't gonna be good.
Mm-hmm. I think he's I know
right.
exactly what was about to go on.
Yeah,
dude,
no,
you've been
right.
Thrones in?
It's good.
Obviously.
Yeah.
What kind of question is that?
It's good
what am I,
so
Jeremy? Ryan? They don't throw.
Are we on thrones?
I feel like Ryan should be into the fantasy
genre. He should be.
I do. I read the books, yeah.
He reads the books.
Yeah, about the telly?
But the movie, the show.
I don't have HBO. I don't even have...
Get HBO.
I was going to say I don't have cable, but I do have cable.
Well, you also, you don't need cable now to get HBO.
Yeah, just get HBO Go.
I could lend you my Blu-rays, Ryan.
It's HBO Now. If you don't have cable, you get HBO Now. If you have cable, it's HBO Go.
Here we go. This is good. No, you just ignore me. I'm just, you know.
Well, I mean, we can't ignore you.
It's really hard to ignore you.
You're drilling a fuckhole in the center of the cake that Jeff is eating.
This is the setup to the monster.
Oh God! Cake. I'm just
kidding. I see what's happening. All right, good.
It's we got to keep to the.
Game of Thrones is awesome.
Ryan's going nuts. That's what's happening.
Making cake.
Yeah, so far so good. Two babies. Good episodes.
There we go. Ah, should have been a baker.
I can't believe there's only seven.
Ooh.
Who do you think wins?
The Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Euron Greyjoy.
No way.
Is there actually a Game of Thrones?
I mean, the Game of Thrones is who.
Probably several.
We cleared something up in the office.
Doesn't that change all the time?
Well, yes, but.
So if you get there, do you win?
You win when if you're there and the show's over.
Well, several people have already had it.
Right, but the show isn't over yet. So
then what's the contest here?
The contest is you win at the end of the show. Then you've won. I feel like that's the con. No one cares.
Look.
The king that started died in fucking episode 5, I think? 6? Barath? Yeah. Barath.
Well, they lost the king almost immediately.
Yeah.
Which set off the Game of Thrones.
And then didn't Stark take it over for a little bit?
That was the king.
At the start of Game of Thrones, Baratheon's been king for like 18 years.
Yeah.
They lost a king immediately. That's what set off.
He didn't get fat overnight. He used to be a hunky motherfucker.
Before him, it was the Mad King, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I just meant, what's his name? Fucking Jon Arryn.
Who is it? Aegon?
He was the Hand of the King.
I'm saying the show started with him being killed.
The Mad King was Aegon?
Aerys?
Aegon Targaryen?
Oh, I don't fucking remember.
Aegon or Aerys?
Aerys. Man, we cleared something up that had been bugging me about Game of Thrones recently. Where I refer to Asha Greyjoy as Asha Greyjoy and you refer to her as Yara, and you just keep telling me it's the wrong name.
Right.
So we looked it up, because I thought I was going crazy, and it's Asha in the books. But they changed it to Yara in the TV show because it sounded too much like Osha.
Who's the wildling girl from Harry Potter?
Tonks.
Yeah.
Tonks.
Went to Australia.
It's weird that
Tonka Tuck.
That they had wildlings in Harry Potter, but the lore is there if you trace it back.
There's dragons in Harry Potter.
That's true.
Harry had to outsmart one.
Fucking Neville was a three-eyed raven.
Mm. It's so cool that still there's these big characters you still haven't met yet.
And it's
interesting now to see Daenerys, you know, in a wintry environment and not the hot sand.
Dude, it's fucking crazy to see Daenerys talking to anyone else in the show.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part. Because it's been 6 years of her just being by herself in the fucking desert. And there's like two people that go out to her and talk to her. They've been building up to it, like this is where they're going and, you know, this is what they're doing. But literally a scene in the last episode is like Daenerys is there and the scene cuts.
Spoilers.
And then there's other people.
Yeah.
Just like that, though. But it's just like, oh, they're all here. They're all at the table.
They're just not wasting time.
And I'm
time.
Just like, this is a big deal. This is a big deal. It's like 6 years I've been watching these people and they've never been in the same room.
And some of them have been gone a while, too.
Spoilers! Yeah. You gotta be careful.
The wife from
I can't think of his name.
Comes the spoiler, please.
Can I interrupt?
Yeah. I have a gift for you.
Gendry.
Is he the one with the big dick?
Yeah.
No, that's Podrick.
Podrick.
We don't know he has a big dick, we just know he's really good at that.
The one that was apparently super important in season like 2 or 3, and they sent him off on a boat and you never saw him again.
Oh, right.
He fucked Melisandre. Yeah, and he's like, I'll be in this boat!
He fucked Melisandre?
Well, yeah,
she sucked his essence out.
He got leached on his dick, and he's like, stop, no!
Mm-hmm.
That was right before he got sent off.
Settle back, though. Grey Worm?
16.
What's going on?
He's got like a half a dick.
He's in a half dick? That's the first time I've heard that.
I just assume no dick.
I assume they didn't mention it in the show.
I mean, they definitely mentioned
that. They mentioned that he's been cut.
Right.
They don't say whether his dick
was. So, what does eunuch mean? I'm upset, Ben. By the way,
I thought eunuch was.
Eunuch means I think you lose your balls.
Yes, yeah,
I believe that's
can't
what
reproduce.
Eunuch.
Does it work with other balls?
Sure, why not?
It can.
Gavin's only got one ball. He's still.
You just fire blanks.
I think you just don't have any drive though.
No, but you can. But it's not like totally
testosterone.
But you can take injections.
It impacts it. You can still pop them.
I actually have a great room story. When I was at Comic Con, I was at a party.
Everybody settled for this one.
On a boat. And
showed me he's no dick.
And I was like there with one of Lewis's friends, and we were just hanging out and talking, and there was a bunch of motherfuckers on this boat. And I was talking to this dude who was Lewis's friend's best friend, some British dude, And he was just like a really nice, cool guy. And we had like a 20-minute conversation. And he's friends with this guy, Daniel Kaluuya, the guy from Get Out.
Yeah.
Who is Lewis's friend. And so I was there with Daniel and Lewis. And I'm like, how do you know Daniel Kaluuya? And he goes, oh, we're best friends. We've known each other for years. We were on a show together a long time ago. And I go, oh, what are you doing at Comic-Con? And he goes, I'm in a TV show. And I go, what TV show are you in? He goes, it's called the Game of Thrones.
Oh, wow. He did that like all casual?
Yeah. And I go, oh, huh. What do you do on Game of Thrones? He goes, I'm this dude that doesn't have a dick. And I go, yes, you are.
And it took you that long to recognize
yeah,
him?
Yeah, I just he had a beard, and like I didn't recognize him. And I felt like such an asshole. I'm
also,
for half
I assume,
hour.
Have never heard him speak British before.
No, he was British as fuck, dude. Yeah. He's like, hello, golf.
Is that every actor?
Yes, great.
Yes. I saw fucking John Boyega giving an interview yesterday. He's like, oh, well, I'm in the Star Wars. I got a lightsaber.
Yeah, there were a bunch of Game of Thrones people on that boat, and they're all fucking British.
He was promoting Detroit, which is even better. He's just like, listen, we gotta keep cool. He's like, oh, I'm filming that in Detroit.
Yeah,
it's Blood and Salt.
I know that party you're talking about. I didn't know you were at that party.
Yeah, were you?
No, I didn't go to Comic-Con.
Well, I heard you went. So.
Yeah, so I was like, I can't go.
I felt like so fucking stupid. I was like, all right, well, it's nice talking to you.
I'll talk to you about something later. I want to give you something because. This is Michael's 30th birthday. It was on Monday, correct?
It's true.
Here we go.
And of course,
you got the date, you got the number wrong.
30 is a huge milestone, right? Even though he looks 12.
That's all right.
Yeah, and you would expect that friends of his would plan a big party for his 30th birthday. But his besties are what?
I got that Jeremy passes the buck immediately.
What am I gonna do?
Gavin's what the fuck not gonna is Gavin gonna anything. Do?
And exactly. You don't know Gavin very well.
I'm assuming Andy Blanchard's never been to a party, so he doesn't know what
I've invited him to a few.
Have
I
you?
Brought him along. He got into a couple RTX parties.
He would have thrown you something Chuck E. Cheese.
He would. Yeah.
So I thought special for Michael's 30th birthday. I know there's something that you love, and I wanted to torture Ellie this week by having to do some ridiculous task.
Okay.
And of course, someone who grew up in Kent doesn't know what the fuck Red Lobster is. So I had her get you 100 cheddar biscuits from Red Lobster.
God damn.
Which they are now bringing in for you.
That I will fucking eat.
This is not
we don't have room!
Oh my god. So you gotta clear some room here for your cheddar biscuits. This is Zach, by the way.
Hey, how are you? Hey, Zach, thanks.
Just
appreciate
pile them right
it.
In front
yeah,
of you.
Holy. You have to eat at least 30 of
them. Oh my so god. It smells so good.
I've never in my life had a cheddar biscuit.
I don't think I've ever had
a. Are you serious?
I've never had a cheddar biscuit. I've only heard good things.
Oh my god.
Dude, you're gonna.
Oh my god.
Gavin.
I'm gonna get out of your hair here. So
holy shit, these look awesome.
If you ever want to get me like 50 cupcakes, give me 50 cheddar biscuits.
Michael, your birthday should be every week.
Yeah.
That smells so good.
Also, I got you a cake shot.
Oh my god.
Yes. Oh, you're kidding me.
Delicious. So you can eat stuff like this, Jeff?
Why couldn't I?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you're boring with food now too, like you are. Before. I don't know what all the rules
they
are.
They gave up drinking and eating.
This doesn't even taste for you.
Oh,
get the fuck out of here.
You're fucking nuts.
Thank god it's not a sponsored thing.
You're nuts.
Oh,
dude, the cakes were
you're
not
insane.
The cakes weren't tempting me at all. These, holy shit.
Totally agree with you, man.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Aw, thanks, Bernie.
Oh, it's growing on me.
I'm coming back for one more.
Oh, dude.
The flavor sits with you.
Ellie. Here, if you have one of these,
it is improving.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Trevor, have some cheddar biscuits, dude. They're so good. So
that is really good.
Is that you saying throw me one?
Yeah, okay. I
thought you were like,
I'm not throwing a cheddar biscuit. No, they deserve more respect.
Bung me a biscuit.
The reason I thought all these cupcakes were for you is because I knew he was going to do something and I just assumed that was it.
Oh. Okay,
so. Well, they followed him for a while. That was impressive.
What's fucking impressive is he got the guy from Red Lobster to bring them.
That was beautiful. That was Carl Lobster himself.
Like, I thought he just went and picked him up, but apparently they grabbed the guy from the fucking restaurant.
I'll make
it. In the car.
Dude.
Get in this Tesla and shut up.
Something I knew about Red Lobster when I was growing up, is to me it was exactly like Sonic, in which we would see, we would see commercials for it all the time, but there was none near us. Like,
I had that with Sonic, but I did have a Red Lobster.
Red Lobster, there was just, the closest Red Lobster was like, an hour drive or something, but we had like the which
fuck
was big at the time.
Oh no,
I don't really give a shit about
you
that.
You have to fly after this.
Getting fucking cake every goddamn
I drive.
That's your fault.
Oh my god, it's so good. I keep eating it.
I drive like 2.5 hours to go down the border all the time.
How
now.
Many cheddar biscuits, how many push ups do I have to do to work off?
A lot.
I don't know, man.
Like stupid amounts, but what you can notice is I don't give a fuck.
They're so thick.
Like tea.
Oh, they just melt. It's just garlic bread.
It's a waste not to eat them.
Yeah.
Just go hard and rank.
They're not bad.
Is Trevor still here? I know I was supposed to go out to dinner.
A couple hours from now, they get kind of like a...
Like a density?
Yeah, like they're firmer, but before they're hard. And it's like, they're not as soft. Like they just, these just came out of the oven, man.
Oh.
I think they might have had the, like, the, and I can do this because it's not sponsored. One of those, like, Domino's.
The warm bag?
Yeah, thing? It's like, it's attached to the car. They got, like, the Red Lobster fucking biscuit car. And they're like,
was it Domino's that it was like, introducing the new X52 delivery vehicle with a warmer in the side.
Yeah, that was Domino's. It's Jesus Christ. It's like, we cook you a fucking pizza in our car.
They just like use the exhaust from the vehicle.
Yeah, 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 just blast your pizza to keep it warm.
Then we move the exhaust to the window and kill ourselves.
We put our driver's lives at risk for you.
So this is a glass full of head. Not transparent.
Damn, dude, that'll suck your dick.
Looks right.
I get it.
You didn't get it. It didn't make sense. But I went for it.
Maybe you should dip a biscuit in it.
Sure, Jeremy, I noticed you're looking a little. I'll wait until that goes away.
I did what Ryan did.
But that is the car right there.
You inverted it, though.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
They cooked the fucking pizza. Well, they don't cook it. It's to warm it. Yeah, it's an ultimate pizza warm. Bag. The bag is the car. I just throw it in the hot slot. Yeah. Also, fun fact, I've never seen that car ever.
No, me neither.
I order Domino's a lot. Okay?
They just show up with the bag.
They show up in a fucking brown paper bag.
There it is. Like, see the warmer on the side?
Hey, just pop it right in there. Don't put your kids in there, though. Unless you're coming back from the pool. That'd probably be pretty cool.
Unless you want them a delicious golden brown.
Yeah. Just to get a base.
Yeah.
Unless you're Jeffrey Dahmer.
Let's pop it in for a minute. Oh, we were just talking about
he
him.
Came
speaking
up
of Jeffrey Dahmer.
Week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eat your kids.
Oh, man.
Or don't.
Or just fucking eat these cheddar
like
biscuits
like Zeus's
forever.
Dad.
Oh, no.
Kronos.
Kronos. Kronos is a kid-eating motherfucker.
Solid, I know my Greek mythology.
He also, Kronos not so fucking smart because he ate a rock and thought it was his kid.
Yep, that's how Zeus lived.
Like, here's your kid, Rocky.
I'm inclined to agree with you there. Kind
so you
of
know
idiot.
About Greek gods and also animals, and those are your two.
I was just going to say, if that was the only thing.
Does,
yeah,
no,
British comedians.
British comedy, I would say.
Yeah. Greek gods, Matt smelled cupcakes. And here animals, comes, if that was the only question that Treasure sure. Pursuit.
Yeah. Little in fact, Jeremy can recite every line from Love Actually.
There it is.
I don't know what that is.
Hello, here's kid, the best before part. It was Jojen.
Matt won't
that
share
is.
That tray.
No.
You're right! Holy shit!
Hey, don't get one or two.
Matt took a whole tray, he's gonna eat it by himself.
That's breakfast, lunch, dinner, and breakfast.
No, breakfast.
Just breakfast.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll come back for another tray at lunch.
He's gonna die.
For sure. I mean, everybody's dying, but Matt's racing ahead.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to see if I can beat him.
To
I
death?
Am?
Yeah.
My God.
You're a couple of giant cookie cakes behind, I think.
It's the only race Matt will ever win.
But like, you were saying he's trying to, like, beat him to death, like, get there before him, but it sounded like Ryan's right. gonna yeah. beat
just
Matt to death.
Until he's dead.
It was very casual, like, are you gonna beat him to death? And Ryan
it's
was
kinda
like, yeah.
It's kind of like Game of Thrones with Ryan and...
Sort of double entendre.
Yeah. With there's Ryan a lot and Matt, people, but it's Game of Diabetes.
There's a lot of people Ryan would snap on and kill. I feel like Matt's not high on the list.
He's not worth the jail time.
Matt is like an extra. Matt is like, he's like fodder in Ryan's Rampage. Like, Matt would die as, like, an accidental casualty.
He's not a primary target.
Can you undo diabetes?
You can undo type 2.
You can, like, severely lessen it.
You can... the fat diabetes, I think you can correct with...
Type 1 is...
With losing weight.
Right.
Yeah.
Type 1, yeah, you're just stuck with that forever. Though, they've had some...
So I'm shooting for type 2.
That might actually fix it, but I don't think you can get them yet. If you're a mouse, they can totally fix it. But they also gave it to you, so, I mean.
But if you're a mouse, also, they can, like, give you a second dick.
That's true.
I wish I was a mouse.
Grow one right on your back.
Yeah.
You can grow one on your head.
Growing a human ear.
So I phased out of this conversation for a minute and I came back in.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
Growing a second dick because you're not a mouse.
Yeah.
It started with diabetes and whether you can shift it.
Yeah, I tapped out in diabetes and I came back to set two dicks.
It's funny, but you were only gone for like 3 seconds.
I know. That's why I'm surprised.
That's how quickly
like I sent a text and
you really didn't miss
much.
It's
not going yet.
You guys don't screw around.
No. No.
I mean, with two dicks, you
kind of that was
well, I don't know if they both work.
Is it still cheating if you use the other one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that's satisfying. Oh, look at the.
It's moving. It's alive.
Turning it is making it like.
Oh, shit. Feed it a biscuit.
Have you ever done the, they call it the lava shake, where you go...
Wow.
No, I haven't, because I'd burn my
hands.
That's
a gift right there.
Also because I just invented that right now. Don't do that.
What?
I can't imagine that works.
That's crazy.
I've been lava shaking for years.
So I noticed on YouTube today that if you hover over a thumbnail, it plays a little animated GIF of the video.
Well, preview, yeah.
If you can set those to exactly the moment you want, that'd be phenomenal.
Oh, because
you would hover over this episode and the drip would just come out.
Oh, I thought you said you'd hover over and it'd just going.
Either way.
Yeah, both good.
And again, that even like furthers what I was saying this morning. You were like, "Have you seen this? Can you believe this? I never. This is brand new." And I'm like, "Oh, I don't know. Like, I didn't notice it, but I'm like, I could have been there. I don't know."
I have a question regarding that.
And you were just like, "Ah, no, this is new. I haven't seen this." Like, cool. Way to catch up to RedTube.
Well, to be fair, Pornhub paves the way.
That's what I'm saying.
It does.
Like, hover over the video thing and see it playing for like a couple different frames. About time, YouTube. Way to catch up. Now I can screen.
You're like, that's what angle that's gonna be?
Exactly.
All right.
Now I can screen my YouTube videos like I can screen my porn. It's like, oh, this looks great. Jeremy looks great in this video. And then it plays and it's like, oh, he looks terrible.
For me, it's like, how butthole heavy is this? Heavy? I'm gonna pass.
If you see like 3 buttholes in 5 preview picks, you kind of know what you're in for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or in 2.
Yeah. Mm. Could be 3.
Speaking of which, Michael. What do you got going on over there?
Wow.
Oh, Jeremy, you're noticing that I was noticing that beard that could use
that's
some trimming.
Yeah, I need a trim back.
I was locked on you, just thinking like, man, get out of that
you
rut,
can hear
Jeremy.
You can hear it.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, the Dollar Shave Club is the smarter choice when it comes to shaving. Get a great shave at a great price, conveniently delivered right to your door. It's an awesome life hack and a no-brainer choice. You no longer have to schlep to the store to buy a cheap disposable razor that gives you a cheap shave.